We've got to go to a station break, but we'll be right back.
You may not be able to do all you find out, but you should find out all you can do. See, you don't want to wind up at the end of your life and discover that you've lived only 1/10 of it. And the other 9/10 went down the drain. Not for lack of opportunity, for lack of information. So that's number one, find out how things work. Now here's the best human virtue for finding out, curiosity. Make a note of that. Curiosity. Be curious. You gotta be like children, in my opinion. Unless you can become like little children, you might as well forget it. You don't have a prayer. Here's the big challenge of life. You can have more than you've got because you can become more than you are. Unless you change how you are, you'll always have what you got. Life has strange ways. Success is something you attract, not something you pursue. Success is looking for a good place to stay. So instead of going after it, you work on yourself. See, the major question to ask is not what are you getting? The major question to ask is what are you becoming?
Have the courage. Nurture those dreams. Stand on the rock.
See, the big question is not what am I getting paid here? The big question is what am I becoming here? Because true happiness is not contained in what you get. Happiness is contained in what you become. There's a lot of things that can wreck your chances to do well. We live in a rather dangerous world. So you got to be not only wise, you got to be careful. Now, attitude diseases are just as bad as physical diseases, right? And attitude diseases are deadly. I mean, they'll destroy all the good things you start. Human beings are emotional creatures, and emotions are powerful for life change. Emotions can either build or destroy. If you can intelligently apply your emotions in the right direction, no telling what can happen. Could turn your life around, one day would be sufficient. The major key to your better future is you. Value makes the difference in results. Value makes the difference. You can't get more time, but you can create more value. For things to change for you, you've got to change. Otherwise, it isn't going to change.
Your dream is possible. The people that are living their dreams are the people that know if it's going to happen, it's up to them. And they're resolving within themselves, it's not over until I win.
Get excited like a child over your ability to make yourself do anything for change. Have faith like a child. Adults are too skeptical.
The only thing in the world that can take you to your goals in life is your mind. The only thing about a man that is a man is his mind. Everything else you can find in a pig or a horse. That's uncomfortably true. If you want to develop the muscles of your body, you take daily exercise of some sort.
Do it.
Well, the mind is developed the same way. You have probably been operating on less than 10% of your mental capacity, much less. The ultimate creative capacity of the human brain may be, for all practical purposes, infinite. Look at it this way. Your goal is in the future. Your problem is to bridge the gap which exists between where you are now and the goal you intend to reach. This is the problem to solve. Getting the things we want from life is a matter of solving the problems which stand between where we now are and the point we wish to reach. The problem only waiting to be solved. Face it with faith and bend all the great powers of your mind towards solving it. And believe me, solve it, you will. Anything that comes to us in the future will almost certainly come to us as a result of the extent to which we use our minds. And yet it's the last place on earth the average person will turn to for help.
The mind is the battleground. It is the place where the greatest conflict is. The mind is the battleground. The fight is in your mind.
If you're going to try, go all the way. Otherwise, don't even start. If you're going to try, go all the way. This could mean losing girlfriends, wives, relatives, jobs, and maybe your mind. Go all the way. It could mean derision, mockery, isolation. Isolation is the gift. All the others are a test of your endurance, of how much you really want to do it. And you'll do it. Despite rejection and the worst odds. And it will be better than anything else you can imagine. If you're going to try, go all the way. There is no other feeling like that. alone with the gods, and the nights will flame with fire.
Sometimes when people walk out of your life, it's actually a blessing in disguise. And the truth is, if that relationship that didn't work out, that friend that walked away, those people that walked out of your life, if the majority of the time they were abusive, controlling, demanding, high maintenance, hateful, and brought more stress to your life than peace, then the reality is you didn't lose anything. Think is loss is actually your gain. You need to stop watering dead flowers that are not meant to bloom again. You need to stop trying to mend things with people that are not meant to be mended. And realize that some people are only meant to be in our life for a certain amount of time, for a certain season, and you need to recognize when their chapter in your life is over. Sometimes you need to lose someone to find yourself. Sometimes you need to lose people to gain mental stability and peace. And I truly believe that when we lose people, when people walk out of our life, that makes room to bring the right people in. If they were meant to be in your life, they would be. And sometimes the people you want are the people you don't need. And the truth is, I would much rather be a little lonely for a season than in a wrong and damaging relationship. I would rather have one or two loyal, true friends than 10 or 20 fake friends that pretend they care when they really don't. So instead of focusing on who walked away, focus on who's here. Instead of focusing on who's no longer in your life, focus on the people that are in your life and don't take them for granted by any means. Find the right people, good people, who you can lean on during whatever hardship you face that will encourage you and support you despite whoever comes and goes from your life. Don't try to fix everyone, but ignore the fact that you're broken. Don't try to be that person that puts everybody else's fire out, but forget the fact that you yourself are burning. If all you ever do is try to keep everyone around you happy other than yourself, then honestly, the only person that's going to be unhappy and miserable in the end is you. You need to stop putting your life and problems on hold and acting like your needs and wants don't matter when they do. I mean, why live a life where you're trying to constantly fulfill the needs, wants, and expectations of other people, but you never do anything to fulfill your own desires and never do anything to help yourself? I think it's one thing when other people ignore you, but what about when you constantly ignore and neglect yourself over and over and over again? You need to realize that that's a problem. You're important, your life is important, and your needs and wants are important. Don't neglect the one life that you have and act like your problems don't matter and bury them under a rug. You deserve to find things in your life that make you happy. You deserve good friends. And you deserve to be helped to have your problems attended to. Don't take yourself for granted. Don't ignore the legitimacy of your needs. You know what? You deserve a lot more than you think you do. I'm not saying never help and go out of your way for people, because sometimes you should, because that's important. What I'm saying is don't neglect yourself in the process of going out of your way for people. You shouldn't be around people you're unsure of. People you have to constantly question. So if there's anyone you know that you're unsure of, you don't know whether they truly care or not, or whether they actually have your back or not, then the chances are they probably don't. Because your real friends, the proper relationships you have, you don't have to question whether they care or not. You know that they do. You know that that connection is real and sincere. So if you have to question someone's sincerity, intentions, and love and care for you, that's a problem, especially if you call these people your so-called friends or partner. If someone doesn't appreciate your presence, let them appreciate your absence, because there are some people that simply don't deserve you in their life, and that's the truth of it.
My mom gave me some videotapes, you know, some old black and white Super 8 things transferred to video of me when I'm just a tiny little kid working out with my dad. So it was a good time.
I never want to have to be lucky to live. I want to live because of my discipline, not because of my luck. When you're in an unforgiving world, when gravity is unforgiving, it doesn't care. It never takes a day off, ever. And if you make one mistake, it can kill you.
I think fear is a motivator. There is an element of fear that motivates.
Dreams don't do themselves. You're going to have to do the work.
But we're going to do squats this way. You put the bar on the back, and you squat fucking down, feet flat, like you're shitting over a hole.
You've got to be able to take it. Your body's got to be able to take it. It's going to be rough and rugged training to toughen you up.
You keep your back straight, up and down. 20 fucking reps with the bar.
Come on. Make it count, man. Come on. Everyone counts. Let's go.
Let's go. Yeah. Fuck that, you can. 52 fucking years I've been on this fucking planet. Fuck. 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 I fucking can. Fuck that! Don't waste my fucking time! Can't!
When you love something, you can't do it too much.
Have you told yourself that you don't have it? Have you truly convinced yourself you don't have what it takes?
Discipline.
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 All right! One fucking more! One more!
You have what it takes! Do not give in to that voice that tells you that you can't do it.
No pain. No pain. Let's go.
Oh, fuck.
If you love training, you can't overtrain. You will only grow.
Come on. Come on.
You'll only take from your life that which you think you deserve. And so really, almost more important than strategy is an internal identity. It's an internal belief that says, I deserve this. And once you believe you deserve something, then you've at least opened the door to walk into the room of success. But prior to believing you deserve it, you can do all the work, all the calls, all the mechanics that the other people do. But if you don't believe you deserve it, you're never going to even walk into the room and sit at the table to have a chance to get your piece.
Ah, fuck.
Come on, you fucking freaky subject. Let's have it.
Buckle down, work hard, make the sacrifices, and do what you gotta do to get there.
Two more! Two fucking more! Come on, you fucking savage! One more, is it?
It's a dogfight. It's a dogfight of skills and talents and luck and faith and circumstance and blessing and all that stuff. But the gist to get to the table, to get into the room, you have to believe you deserve to be there. When you're doing the things others are unwilling to do, you begin quietly to begin to believe that, oh, I deserve to be rewarded in ways these other people aren't going to be rewarded because I'm doing the things others won't do. Just pour ourselves into the work, because actually the hard work can in reverse impact our identity.
Do not give up on the dream. Do not give up on the next step, because I guarantee you, you have it inside you. I guarantee you, you can do it. Fuck! Let's get to work!
Oh! There's one! Fucking easy! Come on, you fucking freak!
Fuck! Come on!
I learned many years ago that there are two kinds of people. There's the type of person who says, I'm going to wait till I feel like it before I do it. And then there's a person who says, I've got to do it so that I feel like it. One will never get anything done because they're still waiting to feel the moment to move. And the other person says, no, I need to move, and then I will begin to feel the moment. Sonia, self-discipline is essential in your life and in my life if we're going to get things done. I've never met a person who was not successful that didn't have a great amount of self-discipline within their life. Self-discipline and being able to perform and being able to keep your life on schedule and being able to keep commitments and promises and meet deadlines is essential to success. Just do it.
When you start to do those things they won't do, you begin quietly to change your belief. That you begin to believe, oh, I deserve to sit at the table with these other people who do the things other people aren't willing to do.
There is not one human being that was ever born without, absent the potential to do something great in their life.
Well, we all need a reason to wake up. For me, it just took 11,000 volts. A few of my friends and I were horsing around. We decided to climb atop a parked commuter train. It's just sitting there with the wires that run overhead. I scurried up the ladder on the back, and when I stood up, the electrical current entered my arm, blew down and out my feet, and that was that. That night began my formal relationship with death. For most people, the scariest thing about death isn't being dead. It's dying, suffering. It's a key distinction. And to get underneath this, it can be very helpful to tease out suffering, which is necessary, as it is. From suffering, we can change. The former is a natural, essential part of life. Part of the deal. And to this, we are called to make space, adjust, grow. It took me a while, but I'd learned it eventually. This, we are finally realizing, is where healing happens. It can be really
good to realize forces larger than ourselves. They bring proportionality, like a cosmic right-sizing. After my limbs were gone, that loss, for example, became fact, fixed, necessarily part of my life. And I learned I could no more reject this fact than reject myself. So much of the suffering is unnecessary, invented, serves no good purpose. But the good news is, since this brand of suffering is made up, well, we can change it. Loss is one thing, regret quite another. In my work over the years, I've known many people who were ready to go, ready to die. And not because they had found some final peace or transcendence, but because they were so repulsed by what their lives had become. In a word, cut off, or ugly. Little things aren't so little. Priorities change. As long as we have our senses, even just one, we have at least the possibility of accessing what makes us feel human. Connected. Asking we make space, physical, psychic room, to allow life to play itself all the way out, so that rather than just getting out of the way, aging and dying can become a process of crescendo through to the end. We can't solve for death.
It's been told to me that there's more to lift than, more to life than lifting iron. But in this moment, in this time, in this breath, it's what I do. Today's a good day. Live. Death isn't painful. It's the dreams that die inside of us that causes us to mourn, gives us that depression. Have the courage. Nurture those dreams. Stand on the rock. Go out and shine. You might run across somebody today that needs that light. You might be just that person. Your presence may just be the present they need that's worth unwrapping. Seriously, your presence is the one thing someone may need today.
Come on, Rory.
Sometimes our past holds us back, and our past barks, but it has no bite. Break the chains that bind you. You're beyond your past. You have the now.
I believe in you. Do you believe in you? Don't answer that. Make this day the day you start to believe in yourself. Go out and do the work. You're good enough. You know, there's givers and takers in this world, and I believe we can be that one that takes what they have and gives to others. There are so many people out there that are just on the verge of breaking. You've been there, I've been there. This morning and through the day, that handshake, that smile, even that hug that you believe is just a normal thing can turn into a supernatural moment for that person that really needs it. Damn, give them that hug. Make them know there's something. Make them know they're extraordinary. You might be just that one that gets them out of the hole that day. Please. And it brings me to a story about an old donkey that fell into a pit. And this old donkey was doing what donkeys do, screaming out, hee-haw, hee-haw. Old farmer heard him. Looked inside the pit, saw the old donkey, realized he wasn't of any value anymore, so he got all of his partners together, farmers. They all grabbed shovels, they started throwing dirt on that inside that pit. But at first, that donkey was making a lot of noise. Eventually, they didn't hear that donkey no more. So when they were throwing dirt in the pit, one of them looked under there, and they realized every time they threw dirt on his back, the donkey would shake it off, and he would have that dirt fall underneath his legs. Yes, sir, and eventually, he rose above the pit. Same thing happens to us, all right? The world throws a lot of dirt on us. The world throws a lot of crap on us. You're never alone. Go out into this world, and whatever the world throws on you, shake it off. Let's go. Let's rise above it all. What I found out, what separates old from young and young from old, is time. You got the rest of your life, and I got the rest of mine. That's not wasted. You're good enough. Stay blessed. Now it's time to eat.
I just want to acknowledge the fullness of life, the joy and the sadness that is in store for us all.
It's like, seriously, is there any end to the number of stupid books? And one of them that blew me away was The Secret. And I met some of the authors. Are you kidding me? There is no secret. The secret makes it sound like the one big thing you find in life. Here's a secret. It's all the little things you do woven together to create a tapestry of joy, peace, and harmony and your ultimate success. It's the little things. It was never the big things. What makes a marriage work? Is it that little ring you got as an engagement that was so small you can't even see the damn diamond? It's not the ring that makes the marriage. What really matters is who you are, where you are, where you're going, why you're going to get there, and what legacy are you going to leave. That's what really matters.
Right now, your life is slipping away, second by inexorable second. And one day, those seconds will be done. Your heart will stop beating, and your family and your friends will mourn, and the essence of who you really are will go wherever it is we all go when that happens, but that day is not 1,000 years from now, and it's not 100 years from now, and it might not be 10 years. Or 1 year, or maybe not even 2 days from now. But that day is real, and we will all die. And between that day and this one, we are living, breathing, moving, feeling. We're capable of love and joy and greatness. And part of being human, part of being alive, is understanding and accepting the sometimes uncomfortable but absolutely irrefutable fact that we are all dying. We have this mistaken notion that we live and then we die. But the truth is, we're living and dying at the same time, all the time. The only time the dying process stops is when the living process stops as well.
I promised myself that when I grew up, I was going to be a great person who did great things. Now, there are a lot of kids who are like me, you know, who are 15 or teenagers, and you know, all of my peers kind of, yeah, I'm going to grow up and change the world, yeah. And I noticed that as we aged, they tended to grow out of it. And this really concerned me, because I wondered if they knew something I didn't know, you know? Like, they had the good sense to pass up, to let go of a childish, naive belief, the way you let go of a belief in, you know, Santa Claus or honest politicians or something like that. But I didn't think much of it. And in my 20s and 30s, I, you know, fought the good fight. I worked on my list. And until one day I found myself starting to call it into doubt. And I would think to myself, maybe I won't change the world. And you say, why did you give up on your dreams? The first answer they generally give you is, I realized one person can't really make a difference. Now, the interesting thing about this reason is how obviously untrue it is. People often come up with something they're lacking, and they say something like, well, I don't have any money, and you have to have money to really have an impact in the world. Now, this is obviously not true, or you never would have heard of Mother Teresa, or Jesus Christ, for that matter, or Socrates, or Confucius. And then other people would cite some kind of a health problem they had, or something like that. And of course, that's not really an impediment to changing the world, or you never would have heard of Helen Keller, or Stephen Hawking. And then other people cite their lack of education, but I learned at age 10, Ben Franklin only went to school for 2 years, and Abraham Lincoln only one, and there are modern examples of that, of people with no education having these enormous impacts. I mean, if you think about it, freedom isn't even a requirement. Being incarcerated for 27 years didn't keep Nelson Mandela from becoming the most influential political figure in his country, in spite of being in a prison where he got one letter and one visitor every 6 months.
Now, another great thing about necessary suffering is that it is the very thing that unites human beings.
Pains of suffering really helped me appreciate the joy in life. You know, I love when something is clearly impossible. Isn't it impossible? I'm free. I can't be expected to change it. Choice is not, it doesn't enter. If there really isn't a choice, I'd love to know that. It lets me off the hook. There's a distinction, right, between fixing and healing. As I said about myself, I can be, there's no fixing this, but I could heal myself. I could be healed through the work of others. I could be whole. It's the same root, healing, whole. So healing is always possible. It's an internally driven phenomenon. Illness, suffering, disability, aging, dying, they are normal. Anything that happens to 100% of people is normal. So why do we bastardize these things and make people feel lousy on top of feeling lousy? It's just such a shame.
And nowhere are the effects of bad design more heartbreaking or the opportunity for good design more compelling than at the end of life, where things are so distilled and concentrated. There are mountains of sorrow that cannot move, and one way or another, we will all kneel there. Now, parts of me died early on, and that's something we can all say one way or another.
I got to redesign my life around this fact. And I tell you, it has been a liberation. To realize you can always find a shock of beauty or meaning in what life you have left. Like that snowball lasting for a perfect moment, all the while melting away. If we love such moments ferociously, then maybe we can learn to live well, not in spite of death, but because of it. Let death be what takes us, not lack of imagination.
What is your motive for action? What is it that drives you in your life today, not 10 years ago, or are you running the same pattern? Because I believe that the invisible force of internal drive activated is the most important thing in the world. I'm here because I believe emotion is the force of life. Explore where you are today so that you can contribute more. Society thinks biography is destiny. The past equals the future. And of course it does if you live there. Decision is the ultimate power. I've had an interesting laboratory to try to answer the question of the real question, which is what's the difference in somebody's life if you look at somebody like those people that you've given everything to, like all the resources they say they need. You gave them not a $100 computer, you gave them the best computer. You gave them love, you gave them joy, you were there to comfort them. And those people very often, and you know some of them, I'm sure, end up the rest of their life with all this love, education, money, and background, spending their life going in and out of rehab. And then you meet people that have been through ultimate pain. Psychologically, sexually, spiritually, emotionally abused. And not always, but often, they become some of the people that contribute the most to society. Say there's two master lessons. One is there's the science of achievement. That's how do you take the invisible and make it visible, right? How do you take what you dream about and make it happen? Whether it be your business, your contribution to society, money, whatever it is for you, your body, your family. But the other lesson of life that is rarely mastered is the art of fulfillment. But when it comes to fulfillment, that's an art. And the reason is it's about appreciation and it's about contribution. You can only feel so much by yourself. We'll be right back. transformation can happen. So my invitation to you is this. Explore your web. The web in here. The needs, the beliefs, the emotions that are controlling you. For two reasons. So there's more of you to give. Achieve too. We all want to do that. But I mean give. Because that's what's going to fill you up. And secondly, so you can appreciate, not just understand, that's intellectual, that's mind, but appreciate what's driving other people. If 9 days from now you were going to die, who would you call? What would you say? What would you do? From now on, every day, give your all, love your all. Don't let anything ever stop you.
How many times do I doubt myself when it comes to waking up in the morning and feel like garbage and not wanting to get out of bed and do what I know needs to get done? I doubt myself every fucking day. I'm never going to be satisfied. I'll never accept satisfaction, because with satisfaction comes you growing stale, you growing stagnant, you're not going to progress. Why should you? Even the champion, once he's won, once you're the world's heavyweight boxing champion, you don't stop. You know, UFC fighters, once you win the belt, you don't stop, because there's always someone coming up after you. There's always someone nipping at your heels to be better than you are. You don't stop. Every day I doubt myself. There isn't a day that goes by where I don't wake up and I'm unhappy with some decision I made, some choice I made in my past, or that I just made. I always doubt myself, but the difference between a champion and a quitter is the self-doubt will still be there. It'll always be there. It's going to be in your mind no matter what you do. It'll always stay there. There's no getting rid of it. You should have self-doubt to an extent because it keeps you in check. But the difference between a champion and someone that just quits is that self-doubt's going to control you. There's no reason you can't have the dreams that you fucking want. None. The only person holding you back is you. And you're gonna let other people influence you on how you fucking think. You're gonna let somebody judge you, and you're gonna use that judgment as your level of self-worth. Fuck the world. Fuck the world and anyone that thinks anything differently than what you should. You are somebody special. You just gotta believe it. You just gotta see it. At some point in our life, we let self-doubt come in and dictate who we are as a person based on what society or our friends think of us. It's who I am as a person and a human being. That's just who I am. But I tell you what, when the self-doubt shows its face, I don't fucking quit. I won't fucking quit no matter what.
Yeah, people still don't seem to understand that. When it comes to chasing your dreams and chasing those goals that you set for yourself in life, that they look at them as if those dreams and goals are their friends. Like, somehow, miraculously, if they sit there and wait, if they sit on their asses and watch as life goes by, and, you know, they don't really put forth an effort into anything, eventually, that dream is gonna step off of whatever transportation it's taking, and then come directly to you and say, here I am, presenting myself before you. But they don't seem to understand that that's not what life is about. And no one preaches that. We still don't understand.
The civilized man has built a coach, but has lost the use of his feet. He has supported on crutches, but lacks so much support of muscle. Men have looked away from themselves and at things so long, they measure their esteem of each other by what each has and not by what each is. We but half express ourselves and are ashamed of that divine idea which each of us represents. Trust thyself. Every heart vibrates to that iron string. Great men have always done so, betraying their perception that the absolutely trustworthy was seated at their heart, working through their hands, predominating in all their being.
I was put on this planet to be a legend.
You know, people misunderstand having a humble mindset as opposed to having a go-getter mindset, to having a killer mindset. And the difference is, it's that thought process of when you're feeling down, when you're feeling weak, how's your mind going to respond? What's it going to tell you?
Is it good to tell you?
Well, you know, maybe we should go to the gym today. I don't know. You know, I'm not really feeling it. It's been a hard day. You know, we should take it easy. We should, I don't know. We should just, you know, maybe tomorrow, maybe the next day. Let's just take a break. You know, we deserve this. As opposed to get the fuck up and go to the fucking gym. Because no one else feels sorry for you. Only you do. That's the type of mindset why people aren't successful at life. They sit there and they feel sorry for themselves, and they want all this fucking sympathy from everybody else, yet they're not willing to go out there and make shit happen for themselves. And I'm sick and fucking tired of seeing it. Everyone seems to think somebody owes them something. Nobody owes you shit. If you want something, go out there and get it. Go out there and fucking take it. That's all there is to it. So, you damn well better believe I'm gonna go after what I want, what my goals are. And if anybody stands in my fucking way, I'll plow through them. I don't give a fuck who they are. That's just my mindset. That's the mindset you gotta have to be successful. No champion out there hit that fucking mat and then sat there for 9 seconds and said, well, you know what, maybe I should get up before this 10-second, otherwise I'm gonna lose. Fuck no! As soon as they hit the mat, the only thing they can think of is give me the fucking rope so I can get back up. That's the definition of resiliency, and no one seems to have it anymore. Or they misinterpret it for arrogance, which I personally don't give a fuck about. Call me arrogant, call me self-centered, but I'll tell you this much, any person that has messaged me on Facebook or talked to me in my face, in general, I am the nicest guy. When you cross that fucking line, buddy, you better believe I'm gonna knock you back in your fucking place, because that's just how I am. I'm a nice guy until you fucking push me. That's my motivation this morning. Get out there and get rid of that stupid-ass sorry mentality of, maybe. You're a fucking go-getter. Are you in the arena or are you a spectator? Which one is it? This bullshit of everybody gets a trophy is what's fucking up our society. You have to look at it like this if you truly want to succeed in life. Your dreams and goals are your enemies. They want nothing to do with you. They refuse to be conquered unless you are willing to get out there and put in the work and invest in with your dedication, your time, your pain, your effort, your blood, your sweat, and your tears. That is how you achieve something.
Lock people up for doing that shit. You must train your goddamn
brain. Believe it. Speak it. Really, really fucking believe it. That is the difference. You have to really, really fucking believe it. Then say it, motherfucker. If you ain't gonna say it without believing it, then just shut the fuck up.
The only thing that stands between you and your goals in life is the bullshit story you tell yourself as to why you can't achieve something. So...
is impossible. Never accept the limitations of someone else. Somebody told you that it's impossible. Don't even try. Give up before you even fucking try it for yourself. Never accept the goddamn limitations that someone else has placed upon you.
Up every day and think, what can I do today that'll make me better than yesterday?
First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, and then you win. Because I see it as our responsibility to show the world that what's seen as impossible can become that new normal. And that's already starting to happen. First, to do the things that inspire us so we can inspire other people to do the things that inspire them. And this isn't about being, you know, Gandhi or Steve Jobs doing something crazy. It's just about doing something that matters to you and makes an impact that only you can make.
Things happen for a reason. You may not understand it when it's happening, but... you know, there's a reason why things happen.
I want to be able to show people that anything is possible. I can remember, I never did anything that I didn't want to do. Because what was expected and what was normal just seemed fucking boring.
This isn't about winning a trophy, but it's about working together for something bigger. So one day, it's like even after this lifetime passes, this vision will live on to help inspire, change life, impact, and make a difference.
I do not believe that any of us have dreams that were not given to us for the purpose of accomplishing those particular dreams. What you will realize is that you are greater than your circumstances, that you don't have to go through life being a victim. It's not over until I win.
Your all's a lot more than you know. You got more inside of you to give. Stop selling yourself so short.
It's not over until I win. What if all of us took that attitude after we face a rejection or somebody say, you can count on me, and they don't come through? What if we have that kind of attitude? The car's repossessed. Nobody believes in you. You've lost again and again and again. The lights are cut off. But you're still looking at your dream, reviewing it every day, and say to yourself, it's not over until I win.
I
was crying on stage, I've been crying off stage. My mother was the main influence. She had cancer and she's gone through hell. What I done is a fraction of what she's gone through.
A certainty that each of us has incredible potential. Will most of us ever realize that potential? I think that depends.
It's very simple. This is what I believe, and I'm willing to die for it. Period. Greatness is not this wonderful, esoteric, elusive, godlike feature that only the special among us will ever taste. You know, it's something that truly exists in all of us.
I suddenly got it. I understood suddenly how thought was just an illusory thing, and how thought is responsible for, if not all, most of the suffering we experience. And suddenly I was thrown into this expansive, amazing feeling of freedom from myself, from my problems. I saw that I was bigger than what I do. I was bigger than my body. I was everything and everyone. I was no longer a fragment of the universe. I was the universe.